Mark Crowther just shared with me a story from his vacation. Typically tells me, you know, it's like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's great. I'm kidding. He had a great time in Seattle. But this was interesting. You saw a guy at the airport. I have a hard time believing this actually happened.
Actually, I was flying back on Sunday.
Okay.
And a guy walking, or actually he wasn't. He was standing waiting for a plane in SeaTac, the Seattle airport, surrounded by, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of other people waiting for their flights, wearing an Oklahoma City Thunder shirt.
In Seattle?
Like, you have to have some presence of mind.
Hmm.
I was born in Dallas, but I grew up in Tulsa. I went to school in Norman. I worked in Oklahoma City. I root for the Thunder because they never had a team, and now they do, and I think that's cool. You don't walk into Seattle with a Thunder shirt on unless you're trying to get a conversation or get a – like, that's just insane.
Maybe he's from a part of the country that's not known for its – intellect. I don't know how else to put it.
He was in Seattle. Huh? Unless you're telling me he was getting back on a plane for Oklahoma City and didn't care.
I'm not telling you anything. I wasn't there.
But this is a guy who's starting his day. This was a morning flight home. So he's starting his day in Seattle. I'm just saying, you know, you got to know.
By the way, in all fairness to you, one of my daughters has a friend who's a lawyer, and she's from Oklahoma. And I've told her some of the things I've told to you and how I tease you, and she didn't think they were funny either. So.
No? Yeah. She's not a fan of the rope belt jokes or any of that
stuff?
I
didn't even go that far.
Oh, okay.
I just went with the South. I tease them that it's in the Deep South. Well, it's not.
It's not in the Deep South.
End of conversation.
A distinction that's more important today than it ever has
been.
Yes, Oklahoma is not part of the Deep South. But anyway.
Fair enough.
I couldn't believe it. That was straight up, you know what? That's just bad form. I don't care who you – that's just bad
that
form.
Is.
Like, have some – like, any awareness at all.
And honestly, people, it appeared to you that people were taking.
Well, he got double takes. He got double. No, it's, you know, it's, no one, you know, wrote up on him or anything, but he got. People would walk by and then do the. Literally kind of do the thing where they glance back a second time, like, hey, did I just see that? I swear to God, that guy's wearing a Thunder shirt. So they. If anyone wonders whether the wound still feels fresh in Seattle, I'm quite sure it does. And I'm sure the airport's probably the wrong place to take their. You know, public temperature. Well, I just couldn't believe it. I was like, "That you're an idiot." Like, and I root for the Thunder, but that's just stupid.
Did you tell him? You, sir, are an idiot.
Yeah, I say, can I take your photo? Because you're a moron.
You're making the rest of us from Oklahoma look bad.
Right. You realize I have to go on the air with my partner next week and talk about Oklahoma stuff. You're killing me.
And he said, "I've never seen an airplane before." Right? Is that true? Is that confirmed?
It was from England. It was the weirdest thing.
Okay. Right now, we tap into the limitless expertise of author, columnist, and you know what? Hashtag good sport. Mark Crowther, these are questions for Crowther. Got to ask you about somebody leading off here who went to your school.
Okay.
Didn't Blake go to Oklahoma? Blake Griffin?
Yes, he did.
I saw something at SI.com.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin, Kendall Jenner. Good idea.
Oh, terrible idea. Oh, run. Run for the hills. I would just say any association with Jenner Kardashian family is a doomed situation. And then the flip side to that is, of course he is. Right? Of course they're dating.
Mm-hmm.
He's the fact that he grew up in Oklahoma is sort of really incidental. He's I don't know if he ever gets moved out now because the Clippers made their moves and Blake wasn't part of the moves, which means he's part of the future, which means he'll probably play his whole career with the Clips. So he's straight up L.A. now.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of if you're asking me whether he just placed a curse on his own career, the answer is yes. Now, he has been injured enough times that you could argue he's probably, you know, star-crossed enough. But this is really – this is the topper.
Blake Griffin linked to Kendall Jenner after multiple hangouts.
Yeah,
just so you won't think it's me making things up.
No, I believe you completely.
I mean, multiple hangouts, that pretty much says it all.
I'm not sure. You don't even know what that means, but I'm sure that sounds really serious. Yep, very L.A. thing to do. He's L.A. to the core, and that's where he's going to spend the rest of his life, I'm sure. And in a weird turn of events for him, because I really thought this could go completely differently, but unless I'm missing something pretty obvious, I think he's going to wind up as the Clippers guy.
Face of the franchise type?
I assume so, Whitey. You know, DeAndre isn't, even though he's important to them. And none of the guys that came back in the trade, and they did get, they got some pieces back to contend with.
Mm-hmm.
Blake's the guy. He's a weird, you know, he's such an incomplete player that it's funny to think of him, oh, no, that's our franchise. But I think that's how they're headed.
I don't know of any, you know, perennial all-star player who falls down as much as he does.
Falls down
a
lot.
In the history of basketball.
Yeah, he's a good faller-downer.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't as good at that at the University of Oklahoma. He got way better at that in the pros.
Yeah.
And at Oklahoma, he was able to dominate so easily that he didn't fall a lot. And now, at the slightest provocation, he's like flying across the floor. But like, I don't even see you diving for a ball. You just seem to be falling down.
Mm-hmm. Just careening around the court.
Again, if you think it's been bad so far, wait till the Kendall Jenner thing kicks in.
Okay.
He's going to fall down on the opening tip.
All right. Here's a baseball question for you. We know that Giancarlo Stanton, getting ready to take on the Giants, he's zeroing in on 60. Has a shot here with 43 homers at 60 home runs.
Yeah.
Pedro Gomez says 62 home runs is the real record.
62 among fans still is the benchmark because that was the Roger Maris number. Mm-hmm. When you look at the three guys who eclipsed 62, they've all been tainted by PEDs. When it comes to the real number, yeah, sure, Barry Bonds has it at 73. There's no denying that. But when you talk to real baseball fans, 62 is still the benchmark. And that's the number that still resonates with a lot of fans.
I know we touched on this yesterday, but is he right?
Question. Yeah, I don't know about that. I think Pedro makes a really interesting case, but I don't know if he's right.
And didn't your son hit a home run off of his son?
Off Pedro's son?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's a thing, by the way.
It's a just college
when
kid.
When you were watching the game with
kid.
Him?
Yes.
Yeah.
While a third friend of ours called the game.
Oh, my goodness.
Roxy was calling the game. Roxy Bernstein. So it made for an interesting afternoon. But to the point on the home run record, I would say I don't know how Pedro decides who the real fans are. I'm with him about – and that's how I sort of see it. If you were able to legitimately go past, past Ruth and Maris, I guess, you know, past 60 and 61,
mm-hmm.
then to me that would be sacred territory. I don't know. I think fans would ask, you know, well, who's ever hit the most home runs? Well, Bonds did. Remember that year he hit 73.
73.
I mean, it's ridiculous, right? It's crazy. But that happened. So I don't know. I guess in the end, I don't agree with Pedro that that's what I think, but I don't agree with that's what, quote unquote, the fans think. Because I think most fans would say, hey, look, the era was crazy, you know, drove me nuts, but let's face it, that's the record. Because if you look it up in the record book, that's the record. This is baseball's problem at its core. Its records are now dominated by PED era achievements. And you can either say, well, we don't actually count that, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Or you say, well, we count that, which also sounds crazy because you're acknowledging that guys cheated their way to greatness.
Yeah. By the way, just for point of reference, through 115 games, most home runs, Stanton has 43.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Maris in 1961 had 44. Sammy Sosa in 1998 had 46. Mm. McGuire in 98 and 99 had 47. And Bonds in 2001 had 54.
Yeah, he was sort of
54
at 115.
Yeah.
Sort of like, hey, I think he may get this thing.
What
do you think, America?
Babe Ruth, by the way, ended up hitting 60 home runs in 1927 through 115 games. He had 39.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to get on that home run horse a little bit.
He did. To me, an interesting question that we can't get answered now because I don't really know if people care, is there anything about this season that will go down as noteworthy? In other words, well, that was the year that everybody hit a million home runs, right? So if Stanton hit 62 or 63, are people going to say, yeah, but that was the year they juiced the ball? In other words, I think the PED stuff is far more egregious, but who's to say that baseball didn't tweak its own stuff this
people
year?
People will say that maybe initially and next year, but, you know, historically it seems to me that those views tend to fade.
Yeah.
If
I think
just
you're
look
right.
Look at the number.
Right.
And take it at
right.
face value. Real quickly, Kreitz, I know you touched on this hour already. Do the 49ers already have their quarterback of the future on their roster?
Question so I think Kreitz. That there is a... A 33% chance that they already have their quarterback.
Wow.
So,
that's like 1 in 3.
Yeah.
That, by the way, is his completion percentage on deep throws.
Now, see, there you go.
I think I'm accurate on that.
You mean like literally 1 for 3? I mean,
yes.
It's not like he's had that many opportunities.
I mean, 33%. I'm going back to his college days.
Oh, okay. I think there's a chance that it's I don't want
completed under 30% of his throws beyond 20 yards in his last two seasons at Iowa.
Terrible receivers.
I was giving him too much credit.
Are you kidding me? You guys couldn't go get the ball. It's not his fault at all. And that O-line was collapsing. I don't have to tell you that. You saw a lot of Iowa football the last couple of years.
Boy, did I.
Yeah.
Did I?
That means there's a two-thirds chance that the future quarterback isn't on the roster, and then a guy like Kirk Cousins swings right back into the picture. But I'm just saying, if you listen to the way Shanahan talks about Beathard, you will see that there are a lot of things about him that he really, really loves. Not just likes, loves. And maybe he thinks, you know what, that's a good project right there. The chance, no more than one-third. Right? Far greater chance that they're going to go out and get a quarterback because, after all, they don't want to wait forever, and the head coach doesn't want to wait forever.
Hey, very informative and lively edition of Questions for Kreidler for today, huh, Rob?
I'm exhausted.
Thank
Are we
you.
Done now?
Appreciate that.